BBC News at 7 o'clock. The Falkland Islands crisis has claimed a number of political casualties. The Foreign Secretary, Lord Carrington, has resigned, and so have his deputy, Mr. Humphrey Atkins, and a Foreign Office Minister of State, Mr. Richard Luce. The Defence Minister, Mr. John Knott, also offered to go, but the Prime Minister turned down the offer, saying his ministry wasn't responsible for Falkland Islands policy. Mrs. Thatcher said she was sorry Lord Carrington had had to resign.
I spent a long time on both Saturday and Sunday trying to dissuade him, because I knew that, man of honour that he is, he would feel that if the policy pursued by his department had failed, he would feel that he ought to resign. I felt, and you can understand this, that we needed Peter Carrington. I've been with him on so many international negotiations. He's absolutely outstanding. But he put to me this point of honour and said that there had to be honour in politics, and he would feel it deeply if, indeed, he just said, I really wasn't at liberty not to accept his resignation on those grounds.
Lord Carrington is to be replaced by Mr. Francis Pym, whose post as Leader of the House of Commons will be taken by the Trade Secretary, Mr. John Biffin. There's to be a special debate on the Falklands in the Commons on Wednesday, and two all-party committees of MPs are to hold inquiries into events leading up to the invasion. The House of Commons Defence Committee is to look at why our forces weren't ready earlier, and the Foreign Affairs Committee will look into other aspects of the crisis. The first ships in Britain's naval task force left Portsmouth this morning to start their 8,000-mile journey to the South Atlantic. More than half the ships of the Royal Navy are expected to have left Portsmouth and Plymouth for the Falklands by the end of this week. The largest ship in the force, the 36,000-ton tanker RFA Almeida, sailed from Devonport this afternoon, loaded with fuel and with helicopters and other stores on board. The smaller Royal Fleet auxiliaries should be setting sail about now. This morning, thousands of cheering, flag-waving people lined the harbour walls at Portsmouth and Gosport to see the two aircraft carriers, HMS Invincible and HMS Hermes, leave the quayside. The British Governor of the Falklands, Mr. Rex Hunt, and about 80 Royal Marines who were stationed on the islands are now back in Britain. This afternoon, Mr. Hunt gave newsmen the first graphic account of what happened when the Argentine forces invaded the Falklands last week. He said he and the Marines had been surprised by the invasion. There had been no firm evidence that the Argentines were on their way, and he hadn't thought they would do such a stupid thing.